the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all Saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We are on Luisa, the Mediatrix of All Divine Life, Part 2. We are on page 6, the middle of the page, volume 29, February 17, 1931. Jesus says to Luisa, "You must know that the state of suffering in which I used to put you, Luisa, regarding my holy humanity that wanted to continue its life of pain in you," pains in you. Okay, so here Jesus is showing that there's different stages, there's different states that Jesus has put Luisa in regarding his holy humanity. He wanted to continue his life of pains in Luisa. Now, it's in a similar way, this is what God does with us. Each of us are suffering physically, spiritually, mentally, emotionally. Each of us is going through pain, a suffering, to a greater or lesser degree to the person next to us. And what we have to understand, and this is why Jesus says you have to understand this, in our life, there's stages in our life. And like with Luisa, the first stage was, you know, volume 1 through volume 10, how to become a divine mirror of Jesus. And this is what he's talking about. These are the states of sufferings that he put Luisa in. And then after that was volume 11 through volume 19, how to live in the divine will that he showed to no other person before. This is to have the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary. And this is what Luisa was given. And now in volume 29, it's volume 20 through volume 36, how to receive the divine inheritance of the Father. So he's saying, this is what I used to do. I used to put you in this understanding of God's holy humanity through suffering. Okay, now all of us have gone through that. And it's not done for us, though. With Luisa, we want to get so close to Luisa that we can get to that next stage of living in the divine will. This is why it's very important to put into practice the teachings that Jesus has given to Luisa. So again, it's very, very clear what's happening, because the goal of God is for us to enter into the divine inheritance of the Father. Now, not even St. Honorable de Francia possessed that. The only one was Luisa. And what was it, 23 years ago on the February 2nd of 2019, these writings came out of the Vatican on the Feast of the Presentation. And we have to understand what this means. The Feast of the Presentation, it's also the purification of Mary, the presentation of Christ. You have Simeon, who was foretold not to receive death until he saw the Messiah. Anna was there, who stayed, 84 years in the temple praising God. Here, what our God is showing us is this new beginning for the whole world because of the Book of Heaven. It's not by chance that the Book of Heaven comes out on Candlemas Day. It's not by chance that 23 years ago, the Lord had planned, in the beginning of time, he had planned this for that day, the Feast of Presentation, to be a new day for us. Jesus says, "I am the light of the world." And then he says, "You are the light of the world." So how do we enter into this light of the world that Jesus said we are to be of? And that is by reading the Book of Heaven, studying the Book of Heaven. So he's saying, you have to understand, the first part of our lives is suffering. All of us have gone through spiritual, physical, mental, emotional sufferings. And again, it's not over for us. But he wants us to understand that there's a process that we have to go through. And the process where we are now is it's twofold. It's number one, to begin to embrace volume 11 through volume 19, how to live in the divine will through the power of the Holy Spirit, and at the same time, to get ready for this third stage of receiving the divine inheritance of the Father, volume 20 through volume 36. So he says very clearly, now, the most important thing is left to you, Louisa, and that is my most holy divine will. So here, this first part, this first state is over for her. Now, it's to live in the divine will. Now, it's to receive the divine inheritance of the Father. Do you give me your word that you shall live always in the divine will? Now, that question that was given to Louisa is also given to us. And we have to respond. We don't read the divine will as, oh, that was nice. Thank you for letting me know what happened to Louisa. But Jesus is the same thing. He says, now the most important thing is left to you, and that is to live in God's most holy divine will, to receive the divine inheritance of the Father. And then he says to us the same thing. Do you give me your word, your promise, that you shall live always in the divine will? And our response should be immediately, yes, I want this more than anything. I want this living in your divine will to be my everything. I don't want anything but this. Why? Because you, Jesus, want this. Not because I want it. It's because you want it. So he says next, that you shall be the sacrificed one. You shall be the victim of my most holy divine will. Okay, so the sacrificed one is, again, important for us. We are not bound in bed, as Louisa was, for 64 years, not eating, drinking, or sleeping. She went through that. For our sacrifice, our victimhood, is not to give life to our human will. Okay, so what does that mean? That means that everything from the morning, from when we wake up in the morning, our prevenient act, our actual acts, is to begin to do everything one with Jesus, in, with, through, and for him, as he does everything in, with, through, and for us. We do nothing outside of the divine will. We always do everything in the divine will. We never want to do our human will again. So to understand what this means, it's to listen to ourselves when we talk. If the I, me, mine is there, that's our human will. But when we say, I want to do this one with Jesus, only with Jesus, that's a whole different story. So the prevenient act in the morning, your actual acts throughout the day, is Jesus, what are we going to do now? Jesus, let's walk. You walk in my walking. Jesus, let's have lunch. Jesus, eat in my eating. I never want to do our human will ever again. That's what God's waiting for. He's waiting for us to begin this. So that's why he says next, what does this mean? Sacrificed one, victim by divine will. That letting the divine will dominate you within you. Okay, so that's what we say. Jesus, I want the divine will to dominate within me like Louisa did. She's the model. She's the example. You shall not surrender a single act of your life to your human will. I want the divine will to dominate within me. I will not surrender one single act of my life to my human will. I will not brush my teeth in the human will. I will not comb my hair in the divine will. I will not jog in my human will. I will do only everything in the divine will. I don't want to ever do anything in my human will ever again. And that's what God's waiting for. He's waiting for us not only to say it, but to prove it to him. Okay, so what does that mean? It's whatever you do, you grab a glass of water. Jesus, drink in my drinking. You grab the glass of water. Let me pour this in you. You, Jesus, pour in my pouring. We want to do nothing in our human will ever again. That's our sacrifice. That's our victimhood. And this is most pleasing to God, because the saints did their human will. By doing the will of God, they were doing their human will in the will of God. To live in the divine will is to live as Jesus lived, as Mary lived. So what God is asking of us, he's asking us, would you be willing to live my life? Would you be willing to live my mother's life? And that is very important for us. Because nobody else is doing this. Jesus says, I have people in front of the Blessed Sacrament. I have people praying the breviary. I have people praying the Holy Rosary. That doesn't mean you stop doing that. He says, but I have no one living in my divine will. It's you, Louisa, and you alone. My mother lived it because she's Theotokos. She's the mother of God. My mother lived it, Jesus says, because she is the new Eve. I lived it because I am the Son of God. I can live this life. This is my life. I've never done my human will, and the Blessed Mother never did her human will. You, Louisa, were born of original sin. That all you had was your human will. Even through baptism, you're in God's image. But the likeness of God, I had to teach you how to do this. By the end of her life, Louisa lived fully in the divine will. She repaired and she redid everything from the moment she was conceived. And that's what we're doing in the divine will. We're repairing and redoing in the name of everyone and everything, past, present, and future. The whole reason for the divine will is to begin to live this abundant life. That's what Jesus is waiting for. So he says very clearly, you shall be the sacrificed one. Do we want to be the sacrificed one with Louisa? God wants to hear from us. He says, you will be the victim of my divine will. Do we want to be a victim in the divine will? Okay, again, it's not staying in bed like Louisa. It's not eating, drinking, or sleeping for 64 years. It's not to do our human will ever again. So if you have an ice cream cone, you say, Jesus, I want you to taste this. I want you to eat this in my eating. I want you to delight in this. I want you, Lord, to be the Lord of my life, even of ice cream cones. Do you see how beautiful this is? With this, there's just peace, joy, and happiness. With this, we are delighting in the Lord, and the Lord is delighting in us. He's found someone next to Louisa, next to his mother, next to the Blessed Mother, next to Louisa, the newborn, to also want what he wants to give us. He says, assure me, good daughter, that you shall not neglect nothing of what I, God, have taught you to do. See, look at that. So this is why our response to God is so important as we read. And we say, I think it's kind of fun. Jesus calls her good daughter. Remember when the man said, to Jesus, good, you are the good teacher. And he goes, no one is good but God. Do you see what God is showing us? Is that within Louisa there's God dwelling. She is not like the saints. She has the image and likeness of God. Good God, daughter, you, he says, neglect nothing of what I have taught you to do. The same thing with us. We say to Jesus, I do not want to neglect anything of what you have taught Louisa. I want to know this. I want to study this. I want to put this into practice. See, Louisa's the one who possesses this. No one else but Louisa. So he says very clearly, he says, continue what you have done until now in my fiat. So again, this is volume 29. Louisa has been faithful from the beginning when she began to write until now. And he says, Louisa, neglect nothing of what I have taught you and what I'm going to teach you, and continue what you have begun and never stop this. Always continue in the divine will. This is what God is asking us. He's asking us to, and this is why the calendar is so powerful. As you're reading every day, God is teaching you. And the wonderful thing about as we all read the calendar every day, what happens is, it's like, I mentioned it before, but it's like eight people surrounding a building. Four on each side, one on each side, I should say, there's four there, and then one in each corner, there's another four. You have the eight people, and Jesus says, I'm showing you something. Okay, when he teaches us in the divine will, each of us sees it from a different perspective. So God is going to say, look, and then you're going to see the front door. Another person is going to see the side of the house. Another person is going to see the back corner of the house. You're going to see something different. And good. This is good. together. See, this is the most amazing thing. The Archbishop Beccheri said that we must be of the family of Louisa, a member of the family of Louisa. Now, together, while we read this, while we study this, while we put this into practice, Jesus is teaching all of us what all of us are reading. So you're getting an understanding of the corner of the house, say if you're seeing it from the side, through the two people from either corner. Spiritually, you're understanding without even reading, without even seeing what they're seeing, the aspect of that corner of the house. So this is what's important, that together we're going to put this thing together. God is going to do this. God is forming this, and He's teaching us. So as we read, as we study, as we put this into practice in our little communities, what's happening is we're beginning to understand God in a way that He is doing with each and every one of us. As we read, as we study, He sees that think about it. He's in the mind of God. He's planned this. And in the mind of God, we're reading this. And what God is doing, no man can do. God is doing this. God is helping us become aware of who He is from a divine perspective. And so this is why it's so important that read every day. And, you know, sometimes it's a few pages, sometimes it's more than that. But as you read the calendar every day, you're beginning to understand something from a different perspective that you have never seen before, you've never understood before. As we are one together, linked to Louisa, who is the first one linked to Jesus and Mary, we're beginning to live this abundant life. We're beginning to live this true life of Jesus, this true life of Mary. So He says, assure me. So we have to say, Jesus, I assure you. I will do this every day. I will read every day. I want you to teach me. I want to hear what you, the Word of God, is saying to my soul. I want to be aware of you, Lord, speaking to me. And He says, neglect nothing of what I have taught you. Continue to do what you have done up to this point in my fiat, because it's infinity that we're entering into. This will never end. For all eternity, God is going to be teaching us. Right now on earth, we're learning what the saints in heaven know. So what our God is showing us is a new beginning for a life that is, this is the life that Adam was to give to his children. Louisa has received more than what Adam received. Because Jesus says, if Adam didn't sin, I would have taught him this, and he would have taught his children this, but he failed. So now I've waited 6,000 years to teach the book of heaven to you, Louisa, so that you can give this to your children. So what's happening is, this isn't being about a good and holy saint. It's not about saintliness. It's about sharing in divinity. So He says this. This, living in the fiat, neglecting nothing of what Jesus has taught, this is the culminating point of your Jesus over you. This is what we want. We want Jesus to have full dominion. We want to be totally surrendered, totally docile, totally submissive. We don't want to be in charge of anything anymore. We want Jesus to be the Lord of our life, the King of our life. We want Him to reign in us. We want Him to breathe in our breathing, to beat in our heart beating, to gaze in our gazing, to listen in our listening. We want the Lord to truly be the Lord of our life. We want nothing of this earth, nothing. We want everything of heaven. And so this is what God is saying to Louisa, and He's saying to us, are you willing to have me be completely over you as Lord? Are you willing to place the rights of my divine will in the safety of your soul? Nothing that is human. I don't want you to think humanly. I don't want you to speak humanly. Are you willing to place the rights of my divine will in every thought, word, and deed that you do in the safety of your soul? So here is, this is a very This is, you will not get this from any saint. You can't get this from any saint. Because what Jesus gave to Louisa is his true life, the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary. Placing the divine rights of my divine will in your soul, you will never lose this. Adam lost this. Adam did not have Jesus as his Adam. Adam did not have Mary as his Adam. These two are perfect. Jesus and Mary are perfect as the new Adam and as the new Eve. Louisa has that, and she cannot lose that. That's why Jesus says, if I give this gift back to Adam, he will lose it again. If I start all over with Adam saying, okay, here's the gift, Adam, he will lose it. But you, Louisa, he says, cannot lose this gift. Why? Why can't she not lose it? Because her Adam is Jesus. Her Eve is Mary. She's been taught perfectly. She cannot lose this gift. Now, we also, once we have this gift that Louisa possesses, and she possesses it, her alone, then we will never lose it either. Because Jesus will be the Lord of our life. Mary will be the queen of our life as the new Adam and the new Eve through this little newborn Louisa Picaretta. If we don't have what Louisa possesses, we will lose it. That's why these people who say they're living in the divine will and Louisa doesn't mean anything to them, you know, they're fooling themselves. They're going to lose it just like Adam lost it. To possess this gift is to possess what Louisa has. That's why he says, hurry, therefore, tell me that you shall make me and you shall make me content. So what are we to tell Jesus? That we'll be the sacrifice one, that we'll be the victim of, we'll be the victim. We will let the divine will dominate in us. We will not surrender one single act of our human will. We'll never do that again. We're going to assure Jesus that we will never neglect anything that he has taught us to do. We shall continue to do what Jesus has taught us up until now, and that's living in the fiat. This is the culminating point of Jesus over us, placing the divine rights of God, his most holy divine will, within the safety of our soul, never to be thrown out like Adam did. He says, therefore, Jesus says, tell me that you will do this. Make me content. So what does that mean for us? That means that this is a new life. We have to have the zeal for this life, as the apostles had the zeal for the kingdom of redemption. They went out to all the world to talk about the kingdom of redemption. And now Jesus says to us, I want you to have the kingdom of sanctification. Are you willing to embrace this more than what the apostles embraced with the kingdom of redemption? See, this is everything. This is infinite. You know, this is to begin to live the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary. That's what God is asking of us. That's what God is showing us. Okay. So here we are now on volume 29, 4, 16, 19, 31. Jesus says to Louisa, I, God, gave you, Louisa, six angels for your custody. Each of them has the task to guide you through the interminable ways of my eternal volition, so that you, Louisa, may requite with your acts, with your love, what the divine will did in pronouncing the six fiats in creation. Okay, so here, what God is showing us here is this is to begin to live the life that God had before Adam. These six angels, he says, will guide you so that you may, with your acts, with your love, do what the divine will did in the 6 days of creation. Now, this is so important to Jesus. See, this is what when Jesus says, you'll do far greater acts than I. We're going to do the acts that God has called us to do, and they're going to be new acts, never done before. Why? How can they never be done before? God has given it to us to do. And he is doing it in us And therefore, it's an act that has never happened before. Do you see what God is doing? He's sharing with us his divinity. And then when we do this, it's as if another God has done it. It's not that we're doing a divine act, but we're saying to Jesus, do this in me, in, with, through, and for me, as I do everything in, with, and for you. So this act, all of heaven goes into ecstasy, Jesus says. Why? It's a new act never before seen. It's a new act never before done. Why? The human is allowing this to happen. Do you see why sanctification is going to be so spectacular? It's never been done before. And everything that God has done, God wants repeated again and again and again and again. So these 6 days of creation, these six fiats of creation, we can do every day, brand new, as if it's never been done before, like we never did it before. You have to begin to understand from a divine perspective, not a human perspective. You have to begin to see what God wants. Why did God breathe into the dust and bring out of that dust his image and likeness? Why? Because there were no other gods around. And he breathed into this dust, forming Adam, so that Adam could do what God does. God could be entertained by a creature doing what God is doing. It's not the animals, the vegetables, the minerals that are out there that are doing this. The humans are doing this. Do you see why the devil wants to kill babies? He knows that if the human learns this and does this, God is going to be in ecstasy because he's going to see the creation recreating over and over and over again. And that's what he's saying. He says, I'm going to give you these six angels for your custody. Each of them has the task to guide you, Louisa, through the interminable ways of my eternal volition, so that you, Louisa, a human, may requite with your acts, with your love, what the divine will did, what God did, by pronouncing the six fiats in creation. This was not given to the saints. The saints couldn't have received this. Why? They did not have Louisa. We have Louisa. This is possible for us to surrender to God so much that God is in charge, that God is dominating, that Jesus is breathing in our breathing. That's a divine act. God is doing it, not me. I'm saying to Jesus, I don't want to breathe anymore. I want you to breathe in my breathing. I don't want my heart beating anymore. I want your heart, Jesus, beating in my heart beating. I don't want to gaze at anything anymore, Lord. I want you to gaze in my gazing. See, we're putting God in charge as God originally wanted. We're giving God permission. And Jesus looks at us and he says, I have not seen this for 6,000 years. I saw it in my mother. I saw it in Adam, but he lost it. I see it now in Louisa. And Jesus says, I am so happy that I've given this to Louisa. I want to give it to you. Do you want what I want? I don't want you to do anything humanly anymore. I want you to do everything in the divine will. I want you to surrender that. That's what Jesus is saying. He says very clearly, these angels will gather your acts. These angels will form them with a crown, and these angels will prostrate before God, and they shall offer it to the divinity as the requital for what our divine will did. You're going to do what God has done. The angels are going to go in ecstasy, presenting what God has done in a human back to God. Okay, think about that. He says very, very clearly. So each angel is entrusted, with a divine will. So each of these angels is entrusted one fiat that came out of this fiat to call you to requite each of these fiats, even with the sacrifice of your life. Here is something that is, God is asking us to do the same thing, the sacrifice of our human life. He's saying, are you willing to give up your human to embrace the divine? That's what Jesus is saying. He says it very clearly. So each angel is entrusted one fiat that came out of this fiat Why? To call you to requite each of these fiats, even with the sacrifice of your life, most especially with the sacrifice of your life. These angels gather your acts and form this of the crown and prostrate. They offer it to the divinity as the requital for what our divine will did, so that it may be known and formed its kingdom upon earth. So how is this going to be known? It's by what Luisa has done. How is it going to be formed? It's by what Luisa has done. Do you see? That's why a human is going to do this. Jesus, the Son of God, did what he had to do by redeeming mankind. Mary, the Mother of God, had to do what she did by co-redeeming with Christ. That it took a divine to do this. For God to die, to bring us back to where God wants us. Now that we're back to where God wants us, for 2,000 years he gave us the saints. Why did he give us the saints? So that they could teach us how to do the will of God. Now Jesus is saying, through you, Luisa, he's saying, now I'm going to teach them how to live in the will of God. This is just completely, completely astonishing. So what are these angels? They're going to gather your acts. They're going to form them as a crown and prostrate before God Almighty. They're going to offer these acts of what Luisa has done to the divinity, so that the divine, of what the divine will did, that the divine will be made known and the divine will be formed its kingdom upon earth. So as Jesus said to Luisa, you are the one that's going to form the kingdom of God. A human is going to form the kingdom of God on earth. Why? Shouldn't Jesus and Mary do this? No. It was Adam's job to form the kingdom. A human. Now he's given it to a woman. And he's saying to this woman, this newborn, it's your job to form the kingdom. And then you're going to give this gift back to the man. Who is the man? It's the Pope. He says, you, Luisa, must be the key. And the Pope will use this key to open the door of the kingdom. And then everyone will be invited in. There'll be one church, one flock, one shepherd. Remember what Our Lady of Revelation said to Bruno. She said, time is over, number one. Number two, she said to Bruno that the reason time is over is so that the devil will have what he and his children want, and that's to be trapped in time and space forever. And Our Lady's children will enter into eternity, where that's where we're supposed to be. Now remember, St. Thomas Aquinas, you know, pounded on the desk, and he says, this desk is not as real, he said, as eternity. This desk, he said, will turn to dust one day. It will be gone. And he says, eternity is forever. That's where we're going. We're going to forever. We're going to begin to live the life that God originally planned for Adam. Adam lost it. Jesus and Mary came to earth, redeemed mankind. Our Lady co-redeemed with Christ. And now God wants to sanctify us. So what has he done? He's given this gift to Luisa. He's given her the angels so that the divine will be known. The divine will be formed on earth. So as we read the book of heaven, this is what's happening within us. We're learning this. We're learning the secrets of heaven. We're learning the treasures of heaven. So he says this. But this is not all. I, God, I myself, I am at the head of these angels. God is doing. See, remember what St. Louis de Montfort said. He says, in the final days, there'll be the greatest saints in the history of the church, history of the world, and it's nothing that they have done, but what God has done for them. Jesus is showing us this. This is not all. I am at the head of these angels. God is doing this. I am guiding you, Luisa. I am watching over you, Luisa, in everything. And I am forming in you, Louisa, the very acts that love that is needed so that you, Louisa, may have sufficient divine love to be able to requite so many great works of our supreme volition. This is Louisa Picaretta. This is a human. Do you see what God's calling us to? He's calling us to share in divinity. Every day at Holy Mass, the priest puts a drop of water into the chalice and he says very clearly, may we share in the divinity of Christ. It's begun with Louisa. It's begun. That prayer for 2,000 years has begun. It's happened with Louisa, and Jesus is saying to us, I want it to happen in you. Do you want this? See, this isn't just a story. It's Jesus is speaking to us. The Word of God is speaking to us in these words, and he says each word is a divine life. As you read this, as you study this, it becomes more magnificent. It's Jesus speaking. It's God Almighty. I am God Almighty speaking to us. Again, he says, this is not all. I'm the head of the angels. I'm guiding you. I'm watching you. I'm forming you in you the very acts, the divine love that is needed so that you, Louisa, will have this divine love to be able to bring back, if you want to say, to recreate the greatest works of God's supreme will. This is a human. And God is saying to that human, I'm giving you this and I want you to have children. And spiritually, we are the children of Louisa. So this is our gift as well. Only if we're surrendered like Louisa. Only if we have what Louisa possesses. Therefore, do not stop. What is it? Do not stop reading. Read every day. Read every day. Do not stop, Jesus says. You have to learn this. It would be a shame to, before 1996, all we had was 1 through 19 in Italian and some of the worst English translations ever. Now we have Marina translating, and the Vicar General said these are the best. We have all 36 volumes. This is really astonishing. What can you imagine St. Francis or St. Thomas Aquinas or St. Little Teresa of the Child Jesus being alive at this time? You know, they would be fighting for these writings, studying these writings, putting these writings into practice. But Jesus did not call them to do this. He's called us to do this. And the angels, the saints, they're all looking at us and they're saying, do you know the treasure that you have with the Book of Heaven? Are you reading the calendar every day? Do you know what you can do in 1 year? In 1 year, we could read all 36 volumes by reading the calendar. Do you know what God's got planned for those souls that do this? So he says very clearly, do not stop. You have much to do. You have to follow God. I, Jesus, who never stop. You have to follow the angels because they want, listen to this, they want to fulfill their task entrusted to them from the beginning of time. See, this to me are sealed. These are sealed angels. And from the beginning of time, they were given this task. And now they're released. This is just amazing. If you understand what sealed angels are, they're fulfilling their task now because of Louisa. How glorious is this? Do not stop reading. You have much to do. You have much to do. You have much to learn. And the only way you can learn this is by making the divine will your everything. Making the Book of Heaven everything for you. This is what Jesus is waiting for. This is why when you read, now think about it. When you read the Book of Heaven and we're all reading it, when you read the calendar every day and we're all reading it every day, what does that mean? That means that spiritually God is pulling us all together. He's forming this family of Louisa. He is doing it. All we're doing is reading every day. We're reading the same thing every day. Think about, you know, learning how to march. You learn how to march by marching together. You know, you learn how to march. It's impossible for one person. I'm going to teach you how to march today, and I'm going to teach you tomorrow how to march, and the next day I'm going to teach you how to march. It doesn't work. But as we read this together, Jesus is teaching us together. He's making this little family of Louisa very, very strong, very, very strong. And he's asking us to do this. I am sure of that. Do not stop. You have much to do. You have to follow God who never stops. You have to follow the angels that never stop. Why? Because they want to fulfill their task entrusted to them. This is what Jesus is doing for us. You have to understand we're one with Louisa. These six angels that were given to Louisa are also given to us. They're going to teach us these 6 days of creation. We learn the six steps through Our Lady, the first 6 steps that she taught Louisa in the Virgin Mary in the Kingdom, the first 6 days. Those first 6 steps are the 6 days of creation. And we have to learn this. I usually pray the six steps right after communion. Why? I want to do this one with Jesus, one with Mary. Through Louisa, I want to learn how to do this. So every day as you pray those first 6 steps, the first 6 days of creation, the angels are teaching you, they are fulfilling their task that was entrusted to them. They have been released at this time. Can you imagine? They've been sealed since they were created. They were bound with this task since they were created, and now God is releasing them, which means he's going to release all the angels that are sealed. You know, we're living in glorious times. And if he does that, this is the bad part, he's going to release the demons as well. He has to give the world what the world wants. And the world doesn't want Jesus. The world doesn't want the church. The world wants the demonic. So God has to do that as well. You have to understand, these times that we're living in are extreme. Jesus says, have never been seen before and will never be seen again. And he says the large majority of humanity, because of what's going to happen, will be gone. They'll be wiped off the face of the earth. He says the little children of the Holy Divine will be the survivors of what is coming. How can that be? Because we're one with Jesus, we're one with Mary, through Louisa. The devil won't even come near us, because the devil hates Jesus, terrified of Jesus, hates Mary, terrified of the Blessed Mother. And he hates Louisa. He's terrified of her. Remember, God said he wanted the reflection of the Trinity on earth. Under the Father, under the paternity of the Father is the maternity of Mary. Under Jesus, Son of God, is Jesus, Son of Mary. Under the Holy Spirit is Louisa and the souls linked to Louisa. You have to understand what God is doing. He's waited 6,000 years to do. And he has got a family, the little family of Louisa, who he's very, very happy with. Because they're learning how to live in God's holy divine will. So he says this, Louisa, you have to fulfill your mission of daughter of the divine will. You have to fulfill this. Jesus is saying that to us. We have to fulfill what he has planned for us from the beginning of time. He has planned this from the beginning of time. You see, each and every one of us, he says, I am calling you to be a masterpiece. And I think of the museums, the art museums, the masterpieces. They're all different. They're all beautiful. They're all spectacular. That's what God is going to do with us. He is planning something that will astonish the angels. The angels will go into ecstasy. Think about it. What's that masterpiece but God reigning in us? What's that masterpiece? But the acts that we do in the divine will, one with Jesus, one with Mary through Louisa. What is the masterpiece? It's that which the angels are going to have, and they're going to prostrate themselves before the throne of God, giving to God this divine masterpiece. Each act that we do, every thought, every word, every deed. See, the Lord has got great, great plans. The devil, all he wants to do is to destroy his God's children. Jesus wins. Our Lady is triumphant. And what's coming is so spectacular. What's coming is so amazing that our Lord is asking us, nobody else. He's asking us to do this. He's asking us to accomplish what Adam couldn't do. He's asking us to begin to live a life that only Louisa had. To live a life that, again, it's like God. Image and likeness of God. Why did he breathe into this dust to create Adam? What came out was the image and likeness of God. We are now receiving more than what Adam had. Because Jesus is teaching us the how and the why this is going to be done, found in the book of heaven. So we'll end there in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.